You're listening to Surrounded by History, a podcast of the Blue Earth County Historical Society, produced by Radio Mankato with your host, Historical Society Executive Director Jessica Potter. And now, Surrounded by History.
Hello and welcome to Surrounded by History. I'm your host, Jessica Potter, with the Blue Earth County Historical Society. Joining me today is Radio Mankato's Jeff Lang. Each week, this program explores the history all around us, the history in plain sight. Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong. You're an outdoors guy. You enjoy fishing.
Oh, yeah. Real flannel and everything, outdoors. No, I do enjoy being outside a lot and fishing the best I can. I don't catch a lot, but yeah.
All right. So where's your favorite spot in Blue Earth County to go fishing?
Well, I honestly like the river a lot. Mm. I think it's kind of fun and different because it's just different than normal standing there by the lake, right? Yeah. And then I've also usually like to go out to Madison Lake, usually from the shoreline. I don't have a boat.
Ooh, fun. Yeah. Some cool stuff. Well, okay, so if you want to get a sight of Jeff Lang fishing, you now know where to go.
I'll be the guy without any fish. So
did you know that Blue Earth County has 700 acres of land dedicated to recreation and conservation services to the citizens of this county through a system of camping parks, day use parks, trails, and conservation areas?
I did not know that. Wow.
I know, it's a lot of acres, isn't it? So today, we are going to take a little road trip around Blue Earth County and explore the Blue Earth County Park System. So let's be surrounded by history. So today, Blue Earth County operates and maintains 8 parks, 3 conservation areas, and 5 wayside rest areas, plus miles of hiking and biking trails to help meet the area's recreational needs, as well as to preserve attractive natural sites for the public to enjoy. Did you know that park development is relatively recent in the county's history? It was not until federal and state grants became available in the 1960s that most Minnesota counties could afford to develop parks.
Okay, wow.
In the years following World War II, outdoor recreation boomed across the United States, as many families saw an increase in their income levels and their leisure time. Trends that had already begun to emerge in the pre-war decades, such as shorter work days, and for many, but still not for all, a 5-day work week, accelerated after 1945, after World War II.
Nice, okay.
Paid days off, once a rarity, became more common as unions successfully bargained for vacation time in many industries. So look at that. They fought for it, and we still have a horrible time taking our vacation time.
They gave us a chance, and we still don't do it.
We still failed miserably. Anyway, so during the same time period, however, open space, especially on the fringes of metro areas and along coastlines, began to decline as a result of both the baby boom and a building boom. We all know this about post-World War II, mm-hmm. right? So officials at the national level took notice, and the Outdoor Recreation Resources Review Commission was established by Congress to study the recreational needs and resources of the nation and to make recommendations on future policies and programs. With needs identified as a result of this study, the U.S. Bureau of Outdoor Recreation was created in 1962, and the Minnesota Outdoor Recreation Resources Commission was created in 1963. The commission was created to help determine Minnesota's outdoor recreation needs and guide state investments to meet those needs. A cigarette tax was enacted to help fund outdoor recreation investments through the state's Future Resources Fund. In 1964, the federal government enacted the Land and Water Conservation Act and Fund. This fund provided grants and aid for public parks, for Minnesota's county parks. That meant a cost distribution of 50% from the federal government, 25% from state, and 25% from the local county. With this financial support, the development of county parks was finally possible. Other major state investments in outdoor recreation acquisition and facilities have come primarily through state bonding and the State Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund, which uses a portion of the state lottery proceeds. All of this is aside from the statewide work done by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
All right. So a little bit, that's a lot of background information, really.
That is. It's pretty important to understand where this even came from.
Well,
right?
Absolutely. But more so even the fact that that's just started in 1960s.
I know.
Like that's pretty impressive.
I think it's crazy. I always thought that we had parks a lot long. I mean,
right.
They were a thing for a lot longer.
Exactly.
So here's where Blue Earth County steps their toes in. The commissioners embarked on their first path into a park system in 1966. The county commissioners accepted Frank Heck's offer of his Lake George property of 4.2 acres with 340 feet of lakeshore for $10,000. So let's explore the history and amenities of Blue Earth County's 8 parks.
Let's do it.
All right, the first one, and these are in order of the date that they were acquired.
Got it.
Not necessarily the best. I just need to say that
in case somebody gets mad.
Yeah, well, it's order of when it was, you know, it's a history order.
Right.
It's a timeline. okay, so the first one is Lake George Park. This is located on the southeast shore of Lake George off of County Road 187. It's about 3.5 miles northeast of the city of Madison Lake. This attractive site was officially opened only as public access in January 1966, but the public did not comply with what the commissioners had in mind. People swarmed in for picnics, swimming, and occasional late-night parties. The county had installed a sturdy fence, 8 picnic tables, and several trash barrels. Parking was restricted to the access road, but cars not only came into the picnic grounds, some rammed into the fence and broke it. 5 of the 8 picnic tables were smashed, others were stolen, and even some of the trash barrels disappeared. Closing the park at 10:30 p.m. in an effort to lessen the vandalism was futile, as the 2 posts with a heavy chain blocking the park entrance were soon broken and the chain was stolen. So you get nice things, and look what happens,
that's
right?
That's why we can't have nice things.
That's right. So commissioner realized that maintenance of the park would require personnel for weekly cleanups and a resident supervisor, as well as help from patrolling county sheriff. The problems encountered with this first county park venture did not dampen the resolve of the commissioners to develop a park system.
Nice.
Today, Lake George Park is a 4.2-acre day-use park, which offers great recreation with a picnic area, swimming beach, boat launch, fishing dock, and playground area.
And I can honestly say I don't think I've ever been to Lake George.
Well, this is the goal.
This is where I'm going to mark these on my calendar right now.
That's right.
Make plans.
We're gonna do a little road tripping around Blue Earth County.
All right, I like it.
All right, so number 2 on our list is Daly Park, northeastern shore of Lura Lake off of County Road 191, about 4.5 miles southwest of Mapleton. In 1968, they acquired 126 acres of land on Lura Lake from George Daly for Blue Earth County's largest park, incorporating it in the greatest variety of accommodations, which include camping, picnicking, swimming, tennis, nature trails, fishing, and boating. An interesting feature of Daly Park is a 10-acre island.
Oh, wow.
Owned by the Minnesota DNR and the Federal Department of Interior, it was given to the county on the condition that it remains in its natural state. Today, the scenic park, which offers a perfect combination of open space and wooded areas, has a wide range of facilities for overnight campers and picnickers. Explore the natural state of the island on a half-mile-long primitive trail or enjoy a round of frisbee golf at the park's course. A fishing pier and dock are provided with a double-ramped boat landing.
I like that. That's a nice park.
Yeah. So the next one is, number 3 is Duck Lake Park. On the southern shore of Duck Lake off County Road 187, about a half mile north of the city of Madison Lake. The same year Daly Park was acquired, which was 1968, the commissioners also bought 10 acres of land on Duck Lake. Although the limited area, the park boasts most of the accommodations of the larger parks, with the exception of camping. So swimming, boating, watercraft rentals, picnicking, hiking, fishing. Volunteers are welcome additions to the park crews in many county parks. In fact, at this county park, the volunteers constructed the fireplace that's there.
Very nice.
So today, Duck Lake Park offers volleyball, picnicking, fishing, swimming, boat launch, a playground area. They have canoe, kayak, paddle boats and fishing boats available for rent. So there you go. You don't have to, have a fund for your own. There is a resident caretaker, which is provided during the peak season. And altogether, this is about 13 and a half developed acres, and there are 18 acres of undeveloped land.
Nice. Very nice park.
So Bray Park is our next one on our list, number 4, 2 miles southeast of the city of Madison Lake off of County Road 48. This is on the south shore of Madison Lake. The land for Bray Park, Blue Earth County's second largest park with 102 acres, was originally owned by Alexander Douglas, a Scottish immigrant who obtained the property on the east shore of Madison Lake in 1857. The land remained in the Douglas family until 1909, when it was purchased by Agnes Bray of Blooming Prairie. The county acquired 98 acres from the Bray family in 1972 for $65,000, with the agreement that the park bear the family name. Today, Bray Park offers a wide variety of activities: camping, picnicking, swimming, fishing, and boating. Bray Park has open space and attractive wooded areas with a 0.7-mile long hard-surfaced nature trail, an additional 1.4-mile long primitive footpath trail, which includes a unique, I didn't know this, 70-foot long swinging bridge over a ravine.
I did not know that either. I had to go out there and go for a hike.
There you go.
Wow.
It also maintains one of the two interpretive centers and hard surface nature trails in the county park system.
Very cool.
So where do you think the second one is?
That
has an interpretive center and hard surface nature trails.
You gave me too much time to think about it. Williams is, they have the interpretive center right off the parking lot.
Exactly. So that's number 5 on our list is Williams Nature Center. It's about 3 miles west of Mankato off of Highway 68. This one is an interesting story. Williams Nature Center is an outdoor learning center overlooking the Minnesota River. It was donated by Williams Pipeline Company to the Mankato Area Foundation in 1985. The foundation accepted the responsibility for planning and construction of the 65-acre property. Then Blue Earth County agreed to operate and maintain it after its completion. The Mankato Area Foundation raised over $100,000 in individual and corporate contributions to fund the park, but it was a community effort of individuals, families, Boy Scouts, Key City Conservation Club, Mankato State University, area groups that provided all the volunteer labor to do this. So from surveying the trail, clearing brush, to building the center and the split rail fence, all of this was donated labor, materials, and services.
Wow, there's a lot there.
Mm-hmm. And the park has a log education building for group gatherings, 1.5 miles of leveled, paved, and sealed nature trails, which are ADA accessible, an outdoor classroom, and 2 overlooks that provide a scenic view of the Minnesota River Valley and Miniopa Creek. The trail also features 6 audiovisual interpretive stations, which educate guests on the park's flora, fauna, geology, and history. All right, number 6. This is one that we have talked about before a little bit in a previous podcast. We are heading down to Rapidan Park.
Yeah.
Located off of County Road 9 next to the Rapidan Dam. The 38 acres are riverfront property given to Blue Earth County by Northern States Power in 2004. Provides public access to Blue Earth River at the Rapidan Dam. This stretch of river is one of the most natural and scenic areas in southern Minnesota, including views of rock bluffs, wooded hills, rapids, and waterfalls on side streams. It is largely undisturbed remnant of the quote-unquote big woods of the southern Minnesota. Part of the land is used as a canoe launch, while the rest remains undeveloped conservation land. The land is ideal for fishing, hiking, and primitive camping with tents and pop-up tent campers. It is equipped with a picnic shelter and playground. And of course, the best part about going down to the Rapidan Dam is...
Dam pie.
The dam store pie. And you could also just hop right onto the Red Jacket Trail, which is our next stop in the tour of Blue Earth County Parks. Our seventh stop is the Red Jacket Trail Park. So there's going to be two little stops here, but the Red Jacket Trail Park is about 2.5 miles south of Mankato off of State Highway 66. This 4-acre day-use park opened in 1997 and is part of the Red Jacket Trail system. There's a picnic shelter, parking lot, viewing area, and canoe lot. Launch are the highlights of the park. The canoe launch allows you to access the Le Sueur River. The Red Jacket Trail runs along an old Milwaukee Road railroad right-of-way that became inactive in 1978. The Red Jacket Trail begins at the restored depot along the banks of the Minnesota River in downtown Mankato and runs to the village of Rapidan, which is 6.3 miles one way. The popular Red Jacket Trail utilizes three converted railroad trestles, including the stunning Red Jacket Trestle, which is more than 80 feet high and 500 feet long and traverses the Le Sueur River and busy Minnesota Highway 66 near the trail's southern end. The Red Jacket Trail Task Force essentially developed the project in 1990s and turned it over to the county in 1997. This group provided overall management, raised cash, donated land, and material, similar to what happened with Williams Nature Center.
Mm-hmm.
The county assisted in acquiring right-of-way, sponsored federal transportation grant applications, and the county highway department provided labor and equipment when available. So our next stop, number 8, is the newest park in the Blue Earth County Park System. And we're not going very far. We're just going to go across the road, basically. We're going to go to the Red Jacket Valley Park, which is right next to the Red Jacket Trail and the Red Jacket Park by itself. This was formerly known as the Guaranteed Sand and Gravel Pit. The Red Jacket Valley Park is a 147-acre scenic area designed for hiking, canoeing, and kayaking, swimming, and picnicking. It's the newest park that was acquired in 2016. There's a beach area on the south side of the pond and a wooded walking trails throughout the park. With 147 acres, this is Blue Earth County's largest park. Across the road, of course, is access again to the trail and to the trestle that spans the Le Sueur River. In fact, you know, there's so much history about this area. I think we might have to do another podcast about this.
Just what I'd be excited to learn about it because it is so big. And the way they've renovated the space as well has been pretty fun to see.
So I think that we'll have to talk about that again soon. But this might be a good spot to take a break and come back.
Let's do it.
Okay, welcome back to our tour of Blue Earth County's parks. And so next stop are the conservation areas. Three county parks are limited to conservation and enjoyment of the area in their natural state. So our first stop is, can you say this one? Shimmick Park?
I'll let you say it, yeah.
I'm so sorry that I said it, maybe said it wrong. But Shimmick Park is on the east side of the Maple River, which is east of Good Thunder and northwest off of County Road 10. The park was acquired and named in 1982 by a Mapleton priest. Reverend William Shimmick wanted this 30-acre track along the Maple River to be preserved as a therapeutic refuge for the public. Having used the area as a quote-unquote hideaway, he felt the need for a place where people can get away from stress. Quote, there are not enough places like this. end quote, he said. Today, according to Shimmick's wishes, the park is accessible to the public, but it's undeveloped. Shimmick Park consists of varying riverside elevations with wood, brush, and open areas. The park offers a calm, serene area for a picnic or a nature hike.
Nice.
The next conservation area is Wildwood Park, about 3 miles south of the city of Eagle Lake, off of County Road 28 and on both sides of the Le Sueur River. Another county park left in its natural state with 28 acres of mixed woods and open spaces lies on both sides of the Le Sueur River. Wildwood Park was acquired in 1980 with the intent to remain it in its natural state. The three parcels that make up the park are joined by a 140-foot-long swinging footbridge.
Wow. Again, didn't know that was out there.
And a 120-foot-long trail bridge.
Wow.
There is a parking area, nature trail, and canoe access to the river. Our last stop for conservation areas is Indian Lake Conservation Area, which is 1 mile south of Mankato, off of Township Road 174. This 120-acre drained wetland was restored to serve as a wetland mitigation site. It provides excellent wildlife viewing and a nature trail for hikers and horseback riders that winds through the east boundary of the park. The Indian Lake Conservation Area received a Federal Environmental Excellence Award in 1999.
Wow.
So, you know what? This is another one that has a very interesting history. So I think we're going to talk about that more on another podcast.
You keep teasing us like that.
I know. I like it. So we covered the 8 county parks and the 3 county conservation areas. There are also 5 little wayside rest spots that you can check out on the Blue Earth County Parks Department has it on their website. So we sure hope you enjoy today's program as we explored Blue Earth County's parks and conservation areas. We encourage you to be a tourist in your own backyard and check these out. Try to hit all of them this summer. The information we shared today comes from resources available at the archives of the Blue Earth County Historical Society and the Blue Earth County Parks Department. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, we hope you see or hear the history that surrounds you.
You've been listening to Surrounded by History, a podcast from the Blue Earth County Historical Society, produced by Radio Mankato. For more information on this and other topics, visit BlueEarthCountyHistory.com or stop by the Blue Earth County History Center at 424 Warren Street in Mankato. Thanks for listening to Surrounded by History.